vuestros campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
Hey, amigos. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name on Vaughn Radio. Come on in. Remember, you can join us at Grupo_Vaughn. That's on Instagram every Monday through Friday at 10:30 a.m. Madrid time. Join us as we party and learn some English. Yeah, estamos festejando, why not? The other day we had a birthday. We've always got something to celebrate around here on the show with no name. And I hope you guys are in a celebratory mood as well. Although we're not going to do famous birthdays quite yet. We've got a lot of other sections that we need to do first. So without any further ado, sin más. Muy formal esto, pero me encanta. Without any further ado, it is time to listen to our Say What soundbite for the third time. Guys, this is a very important listen. Make sure you get down most of it by the end of this one, because you're only going to have one more chance. Are you ready? Here we go.
So after this, we'll hit the park, guys. Slather up the sunscreen. I had a mole looked at recently, and the doctor told me that due to the extent of its irregular borders, I'm flirting with a melanoma.
All right, my amigos. All right, there you go. So, anybody getting close to figuring it out? As I said, I think, except for one word, I think there's one phrasal verb in there that might be a little bit difficult, but I think the rest of it is, you know, melanoma, flirt. I think you guys heard, or at least were able to understand, most of the words that this person is saying. And I think you guys were all pretty spot on with your observations. Sounds like a comedy, sounds like a comedian, sounds... So, good, we're on the right track. Now we'll see if somebody can write down word for word what this person is saying. And if not, don't worry. We always solve. That's why I tell you guys, too, you know, if you're going to participate in the show, we always solve the challenges. So you can always check if you got it right. I never leave you hanging. Nunca te dejo colgado. I always give you the answer, I think. At least this way you can see if you how you did, right? Now, if you guys have been watching my weekly section now on Instagram, as many of you know, I'm doing a weekly English class in a section called Aliados with Lara Alvarez. It's amazing because it's a platform. She has almost 2 million followers. So if you guys haven't checked out my English classes there, check them out. But just remember to check them out in order. It's in Lara's Instagram TV. It's Laruca. And if you check them out in order, I give you a challenge at the end of each show, which we solve in the next show. But here on the show with no name, we tie up all our loose ends, right? Apúntate esa, atar cabos sueltos. We tie up all our loose ends and make sure that you guys get everything that we looked at in a show. So that said, let's keep it moving, my amigos. I think it's time for Name That Movie. Name That Movie. That's right, amigos. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. And here's what we're going to take a look at, a little movie, and we'll see if you guys get what movie it is. We're going to learn some English from the tagline or the synopsis, and we'll also learn some English from the dialogue and some behind-the-scenes info as well. Because if you're like me, you watch a movie and then you go Google the actors and you go, my wife, when we watch movies, I'm like, this el amigo de ta. She's like, okay, thanks. I'm like, nerd boy. All right. So are you ready? Lindsay is stuck in the middle of her relationship with Ben and his passion for the Boston Red Sox. Sounds pretty simple. Lindsay, right? We don't say Lindsay. We say Lindsay. Lindsay es un nombre común. Lindsay is stuck in the middle with you. Stuck in the middle with you. Es una canción. Stuck in the middle is metido, metida por medio. She's stuck in the middle of her relationship with Ben. I guess that's her boyfriend, right? And his passion, right? Doble S, pero suena a SH. His passion for the Boston Red Sox. Boston Red Sox, famous baseball team, also the arch rivals, the New York Yankees arch rivals, the Boston Red Sox. Yeah. You want to start an argument in the United States, in New York? Say that the Red Sox are awesome. Or go to Boston and say that the Yankees rule. And then run. All right, it looks like we've got a winner. Somebody who's figured it out already just with that little tagline. So give it up for your amigo and classmate, J.M. Hermosilla. Stuck in the middle with you. Stuck in the middle with you. Great song if you haven't heard it. Also, Chris Valrol got it as well. Now, the movie's interesting. This movie has two titles here. It's got the title Fever Pitch, right? And a fever pitch. Let's see how we could define this here. Fever pitch. It has reached a fever pitch. Ha llegado a un nivel muy alto. Fiebre, ¿no? Mucho excitement, right? So when there's a goal, there's a fever pitch. Right? Fever pitch. Good word. But also, the other title is The Perfect Catch. And this is great, too, because catch is in baseball, also in fishing, but also the perfect catch or a good catch is what you would call un braguetazo, I think you say, right? Un partidazo, possibly, is what you say in Spanish. So the perfect catch and fever pitch. And it's interesting because they both make sense. Because in baseball, you catch the ball and pitch is lanzarlo. Also, a pitch is where the British call, we call it a soccer field, they call it a pitch. So both of those words, both of those titles, I should say, have a double meaning, right? They're playing with the idea of sports as well. And this is a movie that came out in 2005. Again, The Perfect Catch, but the original title was Fever Pitch. I read the book Fever Pitch, but it was it wasn't about baseball. It was originally about soccer. So it's a guy who is obsessed with Arsenal, if I'm not mistaken. Great book. If you guys haven't read it, it's called Fever Pitch, especially if you like soccer like me. And it just kind of tells this guy's life story through soccer games. He's like, so my baby was being born and blah, 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 just scored a goal. So it's interesting because of the way he tells his life through this. And so let's take a look at the scene from the movie. Troy says, why do we inflict this on ourselves? Okay, to inflict something on yourselves. I think you say infligir, to inflict pain on someone, to inflict this on ourselves, nosotros mismos. Why do we inflict this on ourselves? And Ben says, why? I'll tell you why. Because the Red Sox never let you down. Nunca te decepcionan, right? The Red Sox never let you down. And Troy says, huh? Huh? H-U-H, se escribe, huh? He goes, that's right. I mean, why? Because they haven't won a World Series in a century or so. So World Series is the final, the base to see who the champion is in Major League Baseball. We have something called the World Series. It's a best of seven games. Okay. And, because they haven't won a World Series in a century or so. So what? They're here. Aquí están. They're here every April. They're here at 1:05 or at 7:05. There is a game. So he's basically saying it's the only thing I can count on in my life that they're going to be playing. And he goes, and if it gets rained out, now to get rained out is, well, it means they have to either cancel the game or postpone it until later. And this happens a lot of times when you go to a baseball game and it starts raining, they have to cover up the field. Now, I'm going to give you guys a little, I haven't told too many people this yet, so I'm going to give you guys, just because, well, the timing is perfect. This week's episode, remember, every Friday I launch a new episode of FYI for your English, a new topic. And this week, this Friday, we're going to be looking at baseball. So I hope you guys are excited. My goal in this episode this week is to teach you how important baseball is in American culture, not just the game, the idea of baseball, the, you know, playing as a child. And my goal was to simplify it so I could explain it to anybody. So hopefully I achieve that. You'll have to wait till Friday. But if you haven't subscribed, it's For Your English, For Your English, FYI, wherever you listen to podcasts. And last week we looked at Route 66. So that was a fun episode too, because, well, I've done Route 66, so I could speak from experience. And obviously in the baseball episode, I played baseball. I've been to games, so I can tell you from experience. I hope you guys enjoy it. I'll get into, I don't want to explain too much here because then I'm going to explain what all this stuff is in that podcast coming this Friday, okay? Every Friday, if you subscribe, every Friday there's a fresh new episode when you wake up in the morning. So he goes, and if it gets rained out, guess what? He goes, they make it up to you. Now, to make it up to somebody is amendar, como arreglar la situación. So if you did something bad to me, or you insulted me or something, or you let me down, me decepcionaste, you disappointed me, you let me down, you upset me, right? Three different ways to express that idea. Well, then you might want to make it up to me, right? And to make it up to somebody again is to do something to make something that you did before a little bit better, right? To try and make up for it, as we say. Great phrasal verb. We use it all the time. So they can make it up to you. Ellos te lo amiendan, I think you say. He goes, does anyone else in your life do that? ¿Alguien más en tu vida hace eso? He goes, the Red Sox don't get divorced, right? No se divorcian. He goes, this is a real family. This is the family that's here for you. Que están aquí para ti. So this is obviously him and his buddy talking about how they were never let down by their favorite team. And this is really cool, interesting movie, The Perfect Catch, and stars one of my favorite, I don't want to say actors, because he is an actor, but he's more of a performer than an actor. I feel like the guy's always performing, and I think he's hysterical. It's Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon is in this movie. Also, Drew Barrymore, the famous Drew Barrymore and Jimmy Fallon. And it's directed by the Farrelly brothers. Now, if you're familiar with the Farrelly brothers, then you're familiar with Something About Mary, right? And they've done so many other movies as well. So, good movie. As I said, Jimmy Fallon, Drew Barrymore, they were filming it in Toronto, in Canada. And in fact, they were using real games to get footage. So the opening day sequence was filmed, with Stephen King. We mentioned Stephen King before, throwing out the first pitch. And that's something I'll tell you about in the podcast as well. Why do celebrities and politicians throw the first pitch? What is that all about? Well, we'll learn about that without getting into too much detail over here. All right, so great, great movie, excellent book. The book is called Fever Pitch. Let me give you the original author's name, because I remember reading it. One of these books that you just read in, like, you know, a night. It was a Fever Pitch book. That's giving me the movie. Fever Pitch book. Nick Hornby. That's the one. Nick Hornby, Fever Pitch. So for anybody who's ever really been into sports and kind of, you know, judge, because we all measure our life the way we want. You can measure it, you know, in jobs you've had. You can measure it in kids you have. You can measure it in success and failure, right? And some people measure it in sports. They're like, oh, that was the, you're like, oh, my baby was born in 1991. And be like, oh, that's the year the Yankees won the pennant. You know, and then they'll know that information because, you know, they just use that as their clock. I know it because I've been there. I've been there. I used to be a season ticket holder to go see Real Madrid, obviously. And, well, lately, once you have kids and you settle down, well, you don't, it's harder. It's harder to do that. But I remember planning my whole year around Real Madrid's home games because I had a season ticket, un abono. So I remember my friend saying, hey, I'm getting married in Seville this weekend. And I'd be like, no, man, sorry. We got a Clásico. Sorry, I'm not going to your wedding. So I planned my life around Real Madrid's schedule, and now obviously I plan my life around Lara's schedule, my daughter's schedule. Hey, that's the way that works. All right. Well, guys, there it is. It is today's Name That Movie. I hope you enjoyed it and you learned some English from it as well. But now it's time for a little interaction. We're going to look at words that can sometimes be a bit tricky in a section we call homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Cause homophones time, cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name.
Show with no name. Show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's homophones only on the show with no name. And as always, I'm going to give you guys two words. And what I want you to do is two things. I want you to tell me what the two words are. And B, I want you to tell me if they sound exactly identical. If they sound the same, but 100%, the best was the day I had a student who's like, well, kind of. I'm like, there's no kind of with this. They either sound exactly the same or they don't. Now, there are times that in British English, it's a homophone, and in American English, it's not. A perfect example of that one is batter. Okay. So batter is what you make pancakes with. Batter, right? Masa. But in American English, that word, we pronounce those T's like a D, batter, batter, which sounds like masmalote, okay? So my pancakes are batter than his because, well, I use a different batter. Now, that's T-T-E-R and D-D-E-R, but in the United States, those sound the same. Now, in British English, they don't. They say batter. He is much badder. The Rock is much badder than Vin Diesel. That, because remember, bad is worse and worse than in the comparative. But bad, en este sentido, es, he's the baddest. Es el más malote. En este caso, sí que podemos usar bad como comparativo y superlativo. Okay? That, because I know you're thinking, but Alberto, it's not, he's the baddest. It's, he's the worst. Yeah, but we're talking about a different word then. Okay? So careful. You'll see that from time to time. Just remember, Americans, we pronounce our T kind of like a D. 30. How old are you? 30. 44. 50. No, 60. D, 60. It doesn't sound like a T. Not too many people I know say 60. It sounds weird, in fact. So just be aware of that. I'm not saying you have to imitate or, you know, do whatever sounds best for you when you're reproducing the sounds. But just be aware of it. Sed conscientes de ello. All right, so the first word we're going to look at is a word we already looked at. And this is fracasar, fracaso. También es desplomarse o dejarse caer. That's our first word. We looked at it. We were talking about Broadway musicals that, that were a, that's the word, okay? So that word in Spanish is desplomarse, dejarse caer. También, como hemos dicho, es fracasar y fracaso. Okay, so that's word number one. Now, word number two is a word I look at a lot with my daughter now. And that word is solapa. También es aletear, right? What you do when you move your wings, if you're a bird, you. It's also a part of an airplane. I'm not going to tell you because I think you call it the same thing in Spain. The part of the wings that lift up on an airplane, That's that word too. Okay. So, I was going to spell it for you. No, I want you to do that for me. So the first word, desplomarse, dejarse caer, which makes sense. Fracasar, no, caer. Makes sense. Fracasar o fracaso. And the second word is aletear, solapa, también. And so what are those two words? And do those two words sound exactly the same or not? All right, that's what we're looking for in this home, well, in all our homophone sections. Let's see. Born to Iron Man says mm and mm are not homophones. Interesting. Okay. J.M. Hermosilla agrees. He says, nope, they are not homophones. You guys seem pretty sure, because sometimes you guys say, well, you know, I guess, maybe, I think they're homophones. Debbie agrees with the guys. She says they're not homophones. Gisoni says they're not homophones. So right now, it seems pretty unanimous. Does anybody think that they are homophones? That's a good question. Oh, I just knocked over my bottle of water. I knew that was going to happen. You know how you can foresee something? You're like, I'm going to knock over this bottle of water. The question is when. And it was just now. So at least I was right. Let's see. Imoveda says they are homophones. Okay. Careful, folks. Careful. Some of you are saying that they aren't. Some of you are saying that they are. Well, let's hear these words. The first word is flop. Ah. When we go to the dentist, what do we say? Or the doctor, we go, ah, flop. Same sound. Flop. Remember I told you, Carrie was a flop. The Moose Murders was a flop. It flopped on Broadway. And the next one is flap. Ah. Not ah. Ah. So, no. They are not homophones. My daughter is learning this word right now. I say, Lara, what does the birdie do? ¿Qué hace el pajarito? And she goes, flap, 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 flap. And she flaps her arms. So this is a word that my daughter knows already. She's 16 months old and she already knows. And I say, what does a butterfly do? And she goes, flap, 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 flap. I love the onomatopoeic words. So to flop, if you think about that too, flop, flop. Something just falls. It just drops. It flops. So that one with the O is pronounced like a ah, flop. Did you see that movie? Oh, I heard it was a flop. Ah, flop. And, if you want to fly free like a bird, you need to flap your wings. Flap. F-L-A-P. So those of you who said that they are not homophones, congratulations. They aren't. They aren't. Similar words, you know, just one letter off, but they are not pronounced the same. All right, guys, let's keep it moving along. We've got time for one more section before we head off to our final commercial break, and that's today's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
That's right, my amigos. It's the Double Trouble section, only on the show with no name. And here's where I urge you all to participate in our translation with a twist, con truquillo. What is the twist? You have to use the same word twice. And as always, guys, I shouldn't have to tell you this, but I will. Capitalize the first words of sentences. Put punctuation at the end of sentences. You know, again, that stuff we learned when we were like 5 years old. Let's keep doing it. Okay. I'm not asking you to do anything new. Let's put it that way. When I ask you guys to write complete sentences, I'm asking you to do what we learned 40 years ago. So think back. You can remember. Period. At the end of a sentence. You can do it. I believe in you. I'm just teasing you. To tease, vacilar. I'm just teasing you. You know that word from strip tease. Think about it. Strip is despelotarse and tease is vacilar. I've never been to a strip club, but they tell me that that's what goes on there. I wouldn't know. A friend told me. All right, here we go, guys. Enough joking around. We'll get to our joke in the fourth part of the show, but let's take a look at today's double trouble. La ornitología no vale para nada. No creo esto, by the way. I don't believe this sentence, but it's a double trouble. La ornitología no vale para nada. O es lo peor, ¿no? Es lo peor o no vale para nada la ornitología. I hope I pronounced that right. All right, well, guys, we are going to our final commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the last part of today's show. So stick around.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Ay, sería genial tener un campamento para mis hijos totalmente en inglés. Y que encima fuesen campamentos temáticos para que se lo pasaran genial. Caballeros y princesas, Harry Potter, máquinas del tiempo, talent show. O y si encima no tuviesen que salir de Madrid, ¡buah, eso sería fantástico! Y si además no tuvieran que dormir fuera de casa y pudieran volver el mismo día, ¿tendrán algo así los de Vaughan?
Lo tenemos. Se llama Urban Camps. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te lo contaremos todo. 91-133-5832.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Yo en mi caso me lancé a hacer el máster porque en mi trabajo necesitaba hacer presentaciones en inglés, necesitaba hablar mucho en inglés, incluso por teléfono. Entonces fue la razón principal por la que me lancé a hacerlo, para tener una fluidez alta en el idioma y además hacerlo con seguridad.
Tengo grandes problemas a la hora de hablar. Me puedo comunicar perfectamente, pero no hablo de una manera correcta. Y también cosas muy importantes, como el poder hablar en público sin tener que tener ese miedo o ese vacío a la hora de decir qué hago ahora o qué digo. Con el máster he solucionado ese tipo de problemas, la verdad.
Yo lo que más destacaría del máster serían los profesores. Ellos son unos grandes profesionales, te motivan muchísimo con el inglés. Por supuesto, los materiales exclusivos que tenemos en el programa.
No estás como en una clase típica, cogiendo apuntes, escribiendo. Lo trabajas hablando, y eso es muy complicado, porque coger una frase y de repente tener que hacerla en interrogativa, en negativa, cuando no lo tienes delante, ayuda a que la agilidad verbal y tu capacidad también con el idioma sea cada vez mayor, porque es un reto.
Una de las partes que más me gustó del programa fueron las presentaciones a las que me tenía que enfrentar prácticamente cada semana. Otra de las cosas que más me gustó del máster fueron los 2 Vaughan Town a los que asistí, porque esas experiencias eran siempre inolvidables y es una manera de darle un empujón importante al inglés.
Ya lo has oído, apúntate al máster de inglés profesional, ahora por videoconferencia. La misma calidad e intensidad, pero sin perder tiempo en desplazamientos. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 911-335-831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo, horario de mañana o tarde, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades, ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name on Vaughn Radio. And what do we have to do now? Oh, I'll say what sound? Sure. All right, well, guys, I'm going to play this for you for the fourth and final time. Let's see if somebody can write down what they hear. Good luck.
So after this, we'll hit the park, guys. Slather up the sunscreen. I had a mole looked at recently, and the doctor told me that due to the extent of its irregular borders, I'm flirting with a melanoma.
All right, folks. All right. You got it. That is our fourth and final listen of today's Say What Soundbite. I'm hoping somebody gets it. Even if you're missing a word or two, get whatever you can and send it to us. And good luck. Good luck. As I said, it's a little bit, I guess it's tough. I thought it was going to be a little bit easier, but you never know. You never know with these things. But what we need to do now is look at our double trouble section. Let's see if any of you guys figured that section out. I see a lot of you have joined us. Hello, hello, hello. Thanks for joining us. So nobody knows this one? It's an easy one. La ornitología no vale para nada. Es lo peor. No? Another way to say it, let's see, in English. It's undesirable. Es algo que nadie quiere. No, it's useless. It's worthless, right? These are, it says here, para el bote de basura. okay, let's see. Born to Iron Man says the science of birds. Okay, I like it. I'll take it. I wasn't thinking of that one, but sure, that works. Good job, Born. Let's give him a nice round of applause and see if anybody else knows it in the meantime. Here's your applause, buddy. So, the science of birds. I like that. The science of birds. But there's another way to say alguien que se dedica a la ornitología. O lo que es la ornitología. In fact, I used to say it very literal. It's a very literal thing in English. Es muy, muy, muy literal in English. Well, la ornitología we call bird watching. So somebody who is a bird watcher spends their weekends watching birds. So bird watching is la que tengo yo aquí, bird watching. And I think I've told you guys on several occasions, I went bird watching once at Monfragüe National Park. And I got to say, it was a really cool experience. I didn't know what to expect because many of you know I love a different kind of bird watching. Aluminum and carbon composite birds. I love looking at planes. but think about it. If you like planes, you have to love birds. Who were the original flying machines? Birds, right? Before planes got up in the air, the birds were laughing at them, right? So I always think you can't like aviation and not like birds and flight because they're related. You know, we said before, a bird flaps its wings. An airplane has flaps on it. You know, when you're landing, cuando vas a aterrizar, they move the flaps this way. Well, they can create higher or lower pressure. It's easier to keep the plane in the air at lower speeds, no? A velocidades más bajos. So, bird watching is la peor. No vale para nada. It's for the birds. That's right. We have an expression in English that says something is for the birds. Es lo peor. No, vale para nada. Man, that's for the birds. That's the worst. Don't waste your time. That's for the birds. And good expression. Just be careful with the pronunciation, because you don't know how many students of mine tell me that I have a bird on my face. Y no, I have a beard. Right? I don't have a bird. I have a beard. So be careful. You don't mispronounce those words. Bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. Bird watching is for the birds. Now, as I said, I don't agree with that statement. I really enjoyed it. And I'll tell you why. One of the things I really enjoyed about bird watching was the lack of activity. What do I mean? La carencia de actividad. The fact that you just sat there and you waited and you relaxed and you, and for somebody like me who's restless, I kept saying to my friend who's an expert, I said, dude, what are we going to do now? He goes, nothing, just wait. This is where they come. This is a, here we'll, you know, let's walk a little bit and then we wait. And it was interesting because I felt like we had to be doing something. And he's like, no, we're waiting. We're just observing. And it was an interesting thing. It was, you can imagine your restless teacher, tu profe inquieto, and I was really getting in touch with my zen side, mi lado zen. But it was beautiful. I have really good memories of that trip. And as I said, we went to that area, the national park, beautiful national park in Spain, Monfragüe. So there we go. And if you guys ever want to see a really good bird watching area in the United States, just go to New York City. That's right, New York City. Remember, guys, New York City is a bunch of islands. And who lives on this, on like grassy islands? Birds. And one of the most famous bird sanctuaries in the United States is located right by our airports. And anybody who knows about, I said birds and airplanes are, let's put it this way. Planes copied birds, but they don't get along. No se llevan bien. No way. Have you ever heard of a bird strike? Yes, you have. The Miracle on the Hudson? What was that? That was a double bird strike. Both engines. So, yes, they mimic them, imitan. But they're not friends. So it's a crazy thing. I guess they weren't thinking. They're like, where do we put the airport? Right where all the birds are. Really? Whose idea was that one? Of course, you can't get around it in that area. There are tons of birds. And so I have a friend. It's like on his list, on his top 10 list. So even though I said it, well, I'll tell you, bird watching is not for the birds. It's for everybody. I think you guys would like it. And if you love nature like I do, then, you know, just getting out there, breathing in the fresh air, that'll do it to you. All right. Well, guys, we've got to keep moving along. I can't believe it. Time is just ticking by. It's time for You're Joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch. He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
Okay, so did you hear the owls having a party last night? You heard them? Did you hear? Owls or búhos. And they were having a party. Remember, we don't make a party. We have a party or we throw a party in English, but we don't make a party, right? So did you hear? Yeah, the owls, man, they were partying all night. It was crazy. They were up all night, music going. They were dancing. They were having a good time. You know, it sounded like a real hoot. It sounded like a hoot. The owls having a party. No, no. It sounded like a hoot. Oh, please tell me somebody got it, even if it's just out of pity. It sounded like a hoot, man. They were having a great time. All right. Martha's laughing. Martha, you got it. Good. Thank God. Sometimes I really feel alone during the joke section, guys. I feel you with me the whole time, but then sometimes during the joke section, I'm like, okay, I'm totally alone right now. Just me and the crickets going about our business. Martha, Jimmy James, Annix is like, I don't get it. Diana says, she's skeptical. Born to Iron Man says, a hoot is a fiesta. Nope, it's not a fiesta. A hoot is not a fiesta. It says here a fiesta, but I wouldn't call it a fiesta. It means a good time. Un buen rato. We had fun. So it doesn't have to be a party. We had a hoot yesterday at lunch. So it's weird. Una fiesta como divertido, maybe. But it doesn't have to be a party, right? If somebody says, oh, we had a hoot last night. We had a really good time. It was a hoot. Also, a hoot is somebody who you have fun with. Oh, my buddy Dylan, he's a hoot. Why? Well, you laugh with him. You're always having a good time. A hoot. H-O-O-T. I don't know what I just did there. I just put on some Eminem. I don't know how I just did that. But, hey, I was talking about having a hoot. And when I turn on some Eminem music, let's get down to business. I'm sure we'll all have a hoot. So, but also a hoot is the sound that an owl makes. It's also the verb. So the owl was hooting all night, right? Ululato, ulular. Right? H-O-O-T. Now, you guys also remember the food chain in the United States called Hooters. A Hooter is another way to call an owl. But Hooters is also another way to call female breasts. Do you see what they did there? Okay. In case you didn't get it, Hooters, the restaurant, has a double meaning. Hooters, you know, and hoot, hoot. And it makes sense. Why do we call owls hooters? Hoot, hoot, because they hoot. And it seems like they're always having a hoot. Parece que siempre lo están pasando bien. In fact, we call people who are up all night, who don't go to sleep, who are more active at night, we call them night owls. So, and I know in Spain, you guys use los búhos are the late night buses. So, I mean, anytime we think about night or nighttime or nocturnal animals, we're thinking about owls. So I hope you guys are having a hoot today. I hope you're having a real hoot. Que lo estáis pasando muy bien. Un tiempo divertido, gracioso. This is interesting because a lot of my students mix up the word fun, divertido, and funny. And if somebody is a hoot or you had a hoot, it's both. So that's kind of cool. It takes divertido y gracioso and mixes it all together. We had a hoot. You're a hoot, man. I hope you're having a hoot here on today's show and you're learning some English as well. But now it's time for a little celebration we call Famous Birthday Trivia. That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Famous Birthday Trivia, only on the show with no name. And the first person was born in 1968. Okay. He passed away. That means he isn't anymore. He's not alive. He was an American musician, and he was the lead singer and the guitarist of the band Sublime. Now, if you have not heard the band Sublime, do yourself a favor. It's like ska, punk, rock. It reminds me of when I was in college. Let's put it this way. When I was in college, this was the music. Sublime. Early in the morning, rise into the street. Light me up that cigarette and I'll strap shoes on my feet. Really cool because it was good vibes. You know, the music was sublime, really good vibes, ska, a little bit of reggae, a little bit of rock, some punk in there. So they really had an authentic California sound. They were from Long Beach. And if you haven't heard of them, Sublime is how you write it, but we say Sublime. And this guy, unfortunately, He had an enemy, a big enemy, and he couldn't beat that enemy. And that enemy's name was junk. You know the word junk, right? Junk is garbage. Junk food? Junk is also another way to say heroin. So he was a junkie. See, makes sense. And although I don't like that word, I don't think we should call somebody who's sick, you know, ostracize somebody who's sick. Because obviously somebody's, would you like if somebody called you a junkie? I wouldn't. So somebody has a problem, an addiction. But it's the word we use. But I wanted to show you that it makes sense. If we call heroin junk, this guy's high on junk. Well, then that would make that person a junkie. And this guy was so sad when you see somebody with so much talent, so much energy. You know, he could have done whatever he wanted, it seemed. And, well, guess what happened? In 1996, he died of a heroin overdose in a San Francisco hotel while Sublime was on tour. But his music lives on, and I still listen to this group, and it always puts me in a good mood. And it sucks because this is in, you know, we hear a lot of times of people who went to rehab and they came out and they're better. But this guy, he lost that battle, and there are many like him who lose that battle. So, and his music, you could hear it in his music. You know, he was a troubled guy. He had his problems. As many good musicians do. Many good artists are troubled people. All right. Number two. She was born in 1975, an American actress, producer. She got famous in the movie E.T. E.T., the extraterrestrial, in 1982. She was also in the movie Poison Ivy, Batman Forever, Scream. She's been in many movies with Adam Sandler. The Wedding Singer. She was in The Wedding Singer, 50 First Dates, and Blended. She's also been in movies without Adam Sandler. Never Been Kissed, Charlie's Angels, Donnie Darko, Riding in Cars with Boys, Charlie's Angels, Fever Pitch. Fever Pitch? You mean today's name that movie? Yeah, that one. So I said her name before. If you were listening, okay, I'll give you a clue. If you weren't paying attention, her last name is, her first name is Dibujo. Yeah, Dibujo. Hey, I didn't name her. Okay. And the last person on our list was born in 1966, an American actress, comedian, and writer. She was born and raised in Lexington, Massachusetts. But then when she moved to Chicago, she started doing improv theater at the Second City. Remember, the Second City is one of the most famous improv places in the world. Saturday Night Live recruits from there. Okay, they're looking for new talent at at Second City in Chicago. Don't think so? If I'm not mistaken, Bill Murray, all of these guys came from Second City improv troupe. In New York, I can't remember the name now, and I used to go. It was in Chelsea near my house. The usual, I can't remember the name. Well, there's a couple improv groups. Now I can't remember that one. Maybe you guys will help me. But where Saturday Night Live does their recruiting. And this is one of them. And she is probably one of the funniest characters. She is this kind of character. I mean, Saturday Night Live in general, they hire funny people. That's what they do. But she's the kind of character who, she comes on screen. She doesn't even open her mouth and you start laughing already because she's funny. One of my favorite characters that she plays is Debbie Downer, and Downer's Bajon. So Debbie Downer, like, you know, they'll be talking about, oh, this is a great roller coaster. I love this roller coaster. And Debbie be like, do you know 75,000 people died on roller coasters last year? She's always that person bringing in the bad news, the black cloud. Debbie Downer. Oh, it's so funny. It's so funny. Let's see if we've got some winners over here. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Valrol was the first one to get all of today's famous birthdays. Also born to Iron Man. And J.M. Hermosilla as well. All right. Well, number one is Bradley Nowell. Bradley Nowell from the group Sublime. Number two, Drew Barrymore. Dibujo, Drew, Draw Drew Drawn. Drew Barrymore. And number three, Rachel Dratch. Now, if you have not, if you don't know who Rachel Dratch is, I beg to differ. Just Google her and be like, ah, esta tía. She has got one of the most expressive, funniest faces ever. And in fact, that'll bring us over to today's Say What soundbite. It was Rachel Dratch playing Debbie Downer on Saturday Night Live. And you guys have to, you must see this scene. The entire scene after the show today, put Debbie Downer, Disney World. And I want you guys, we were talking about Jimmy Fallon before. Jimmy Fallon is in the sketch with her and he can't keep it together. He cannot, like, he is literally crying laughing at Debbie Downer, at this character. You have to check it out. My wife and I were watching it the other day and we were cracking up just watching it. Like, you know, so they're at Disney World. Everything's great until Debbie Downer starts, you know, bringing everybody down. And so she goes, so after this, we'll hit the park, guys. After this, after breakfast, they were having breakfast in the scene. We'll hit the park. To hit is ir hacia, no? Acudida. They're Disney. It goes, slather up the sunscreen. And now to slather is untar abundantemente, to apply a thick coating, to apply a thick coat. Okay? This is untar algo abundantemente, saturar con, to slather, S-L-A-T-H-E-R. So she goes, slather up that sunscreen, ponte muchas capas de protector solar. She goes, I had a mole. A mole is, I always forget this word in Spanish. A mole is an animal, but it's something different. So a mole is un lunar, pero también es un topo. Okay. So, she's talking about lunar. She goes, so yeah, I had a mole looked at recently. To have it looked at es que te lo ha mirado un médico. I had a mole looked at recently at the doctor, and the doctor told me that due to the extent of its irregular borders, debido a the extent, the amount or the how big it is of its irregular borders, sus laterales, que no son regulares, it's not circular or anything, I'm flirting with a melanoma. And to flirt with something means, obviously, that you could have it, to flirt with something. Coquetear, but here it's a little bit different. It's como, lo tengo muy, estoy jugando con eso, ¿no? Lo tengo cerca. So now that we know who it is and what's being said, let's hear birthday girl Rachel Dratch playing my favorite, one of my favorite SNL characters, Debbie Downer. And after each thing that she says, that's just like, you know, they play this because she just kills the vibe. She's the ultimate party pooper. Party pooper is agua fiestas. Here we go, Debbie Downer.
So after this, we'll hit the park, guys. Slather up the sunscreen. I had a mole looked at recently, and the doctor told me that due to the extent of its irregular borders, I'm flirting with a melanoma.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name, name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name, it's name that lyric, only on the show with no name.
That's right, folks. This is Name That Lyric, and it is the final section on today's show. I can't believe it. We have flown through the show. I want to dedicate this song to you guys, because sometimes when it feels like we don't have anything, what do we got? Love. Right? So I'm giving you a clue there. So sometimes you feel like, I don't got anything. And then you guys, oh, Alberto, I love it. I'm excited about my English show today and our English class. And then that love becomes the strongest thing. So this song kind of deals with that. Plus, it's going to put you all in an awesome mood. So here we go. En la mañana, subiendo a la calle. So, temprano, temprano en la mañana, subiendo a la calle. Me enciendo un cigarro y me pongo unos zapatos. Tengo que encontrar la razón por qué fallaron las cosas. So early in the morning, rising to the street, light me up a cigarette, and I'll strap shoes on my feet. I gotta find a reason. Una razón. A reason things went wrong. Porque las cosas salieron mal. I gotta find a reason why my money's all gone. Tengo que encontrar la razón porque no me queda más dinero. Tengo una dalmata. Yeah, he had a dog. Seriously, it's a dog. Y sigo pudiendo colocarme. And I can still get high. Y puedo tocar la guitarra como una puta faena. Well, he says, I can play the guitar like a motherfucking riot. A riot is una reyerta, right? So, let's see. I got some people who know it. Born to Iron Man, Chris Balrol. You guys got it. It's loving is what I got. I said, remember that. Loving is what I got. I said, remember that. So, that's if we don't take anything out of this show, take a little love, ese cariño, that'll get us through the rest of the day. I dedicate this song to you guys. And if you don't know the lyrics, Google them. What I Got by Sublime. Thank you so much, my amigos, and have a lovely day. Listen to the rest of the album, too. They're awesome.
Early in the morning, rising to the street. Light me up that cigarette, and I'll strap shoes on my feet. I got to find a reason things went wrong. I got to find a reason why my money's all gone. I got a Dalmatian, I can still get high. I can play the guitar like a motherfucking riot.
Well, life is so love the one you got, cause you might get run over or you might get shot. Never startled static, I just did it off my chest. Never had to battle with no bulletproof defense.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Avon English class is not the same as other English classes. In Avon English class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute